The weekly session with my trainer will be open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic. Listen of my trainer. Do not be combative. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will also be taken in text, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in a lecture and please do not grab the mic. Please listen to the answer to your last question before typing another. Those who do not follow this simple rule will be red-dotted. They, however, will be given one more chance for follow-up questions. If they continue to be disorderly, they will be red-dotted permanently. If you would like to listen to his previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God's words continuously.
Shalom everybody. Again, welcome to the room of the conversation for the mission of Maitreya. I hope all of you participated in our celebration of the Passover yesterday and have hung up the Hajj sign on your doors as a sign that God passes over your community and your household. And put out the leaven bread or the leaven or yeast out of your houses, just like putting the sins out of our lives, so become pure as the yeast leavens and rises the bread, the sins and going against God's laws and ways we create our life to be leavened, and the more we go against law, the more we will continue to go against His will. So it's a wonderful feast that God has commanded to be followed forever and ever. And now it has been established for humanity to follow it again in this time. And so we have brought it back to humanity so we all can enjoy this wonderful command that God gave us. So it reminds us that 1 week of a year is actually related to the third seal, the seal of the Christianity, because it's the first full moon in the first month of the year, and the full moon is 14 days, 14, and these 7 days is related to one seal. So the first 7 is related to the first seal, the second 7 days is related to the second seal, and the 3 7 days that the feast falls in related to the Christianity. And of course Christ had the sharpest teaching that brought to humanity and taught how not only following the 10 commandments is recommended, but reach a point not even having a desire to break the 10 commandments. And it says, you know, it is not, the goal is not to not to do adultery, it's to reach a point not to even have the desire. Or if your eyes defiled you, plug it out and throw it away. So the goal is not to follow a set of rules or try to follow a set of rules, but reach a point to absolutely have no desire to break any laws of God and become absolutely a natural man or woman. A natural man and woman is absolutely connected to the nature and its laws, and therefore it will not even consider to break them. If it can't, it just become a part of their beings to be following what nature and God is and wants, and because they're connected, they will become pure in heart and become a part of God and His ways. Therefore, this feast of the Passover is recommended for everybody to involve themselves with and understand the deeper meaning, and read the Passover satsang that last night was read here and now will be available in the website also, that you can probably listen to the video of it, and while you can read it, and it tells what God was doing with the children of Israel, what it meant for them to be enslaved by the Egyptian, and how He promised the promised land. What is the promised land? Is it really a physical land that Jews and Christians and Muslims have to fight over and create crusades, and still they're at it and trying to claim that piece of land as the promised land and the land of the milk of honey? But that milk of the milk and honey is the nectar that is experienced in a higher level of meditation and connection to God. That nectar is much greater than any milk of honey physically human can drink and enjoy. Therefore, the promised land is a place that it's in consciousness, it's in achieving and reaching it. And those who have chosen to go there are the true chosen and elect, and they will put God and that promise first in their lives, and they want to go to the promised land. And how do you go to promised land? By following the eternal divine path and His revelation that God has sent to humanity through many prophets to this point. That is the land that Christ was talking about, that has a treasure. You sell everything to buy that piece of land. Not a physical land that there are people are being attached to, and it shows how humanity have absolutely gone away from the truth of the Word of God, and they kill one another because they misunderstand the Word. They misunderstand the revelation of God, and stuff all come together and work and help each other to go together to that promised land. They fight and kill each other over a physical piece of land. If they understand that the promise is given to every man and woman and child, and now this revelation shows who those elects are, they stop fighting, because all of them realize the only way they can be an elect is to follow the eternal divine path and God's way. If they understand that, the elect, the chosen person, is not the one who follows a religion, but he is the one who practice a path. He is the one bring that path to his life. It is not to go to the church or the synagogue or the masjid or the temple once a week and listen to the preacher, and then the rest of the week do whatever we want to, and then still believing that God has chosen us as the people who are his children. It is a lifestyle. It's the 24 hours a day of being wrapped in God and his ways and his path. We have mission is like that very subtle sound in the Indian music. If you listen to Indian music from India, usually a very subtle constant sound which is very hard to hear because the foreground music is much louder and much more engaging. And that's exactly what's happening in this world. This revelation and voice is subtly coming to this world, but the world is so busy with the foreground music that our sound is very subtle and many cannot hear it. Even those who hear it become so engaged in the foreground sound of the life and the world that they do not concentrate and completely dedicate it to subtler voice and sound of the music of life. So we have to listen much more carefully, much more intensely for that subtle background sound of the Indian music to hear it. Oh yeah, there is another very subtle sound coming out of that music that the foreground drowns it and we cannot hear it. Therefore, if you want to really listen to the Word of God, His Word is much subtler, much more covered with Maya and external world that has a lot of attraction and is much louder and is affecting everybody, especially those who go to the world and they work in the world and they have to be in the world. They are affected with those fools, and there has never been in human history that the propaganda and the power of the images and messages in the media and the world has been as powerful as it is now. Every radio show, every television, every program, every corner, every bulletin board, they are giving us a different message than the message of God. And they are pulling us who are their message. They are the foreground music that many people are cut into that sound. And they like it. A lot of people like Indian music because of the foreground beauty of it. But there is a few people know that there is a very subtle sound at the background that really is the voice of God and the beauty and consistency in that music. The people in the mission and those who want to hear God's word, they have to wrap themselves up in that background music of God, and therefore they can hear his voice and realize that they have to wrap themselves into that sound in order to go out of the foreground music, which is beautiful, but at the same time it's not the subtlest sound in life. Passover, of course, is another reason God is given for humanity to follow and see and realize what was God meant with all the history He created with Hebrews. Why He gave them a land, and if that land was theirs, why He made them to be pushed out of it for thousands of years. You mean God gives something and then He takes it away from them? Or He really meant an spiritual land, a spiritual place, a goal that reach, make you to go to the pure consciousness or the goal of life? If that is a spiritual place, then I'm not attached to this world and the land anywhere in it. Because if I am attached to the land on the earth, I'm going to stay in that land. My understanding is flawed. My endeavor and wars and destructive forces that I'm bringing to humanity and my neighbor is flawed. I am lost. I am fighting over something that God never meant. And He gave it to me. And now I understand that it is being offered to everyone. It's not been offered to only one race or one people. And the holy, everything is holy in one sense, because everything is God. There is no what one place is holy as another place. If you can see God in everything, everything is holy. And therefore we can bring peace between those factions that are fighting now over a piece of land, and the peace on Middle East is being offered in the way we follow the Passover. If they understand this truth, they all will stop and put their destructive equipments down, or the thing they do, they hurt each other, and they say, well, we are brothers and sisters in God, because we are a part of God. And we are all His children. There is no separation between us. If we separate ourselves with any philosophy and understanding or revelation that we misinterpret it, it is not from God. You cannot kill other people in the name of God and say it is His will. His will is for us to realize His revelations, His teachings, His prophets, how He promised that all these prophets will come to humanity, and how each of them had a part of a greater truth, how He promised the promised land to the elect. And elects are those who follow the eternal divine path. They awaken their spiritual forces. They create the communities of light. They sacrifice for it. They surrender and submit to the will of God for them and for the whole humanity. They become universalists. They expand the mind of any narrowness of the mind, and include every part and parcel of the universe as being a part of God and themselves, and shatter any narrowness of the mind of us and them, me and others. But God is everything. And then they engage themselves in the mission, in creation of communities of life, in following God's way and they wrap themselves in a spiritual lifestyle wherever they are. We are not a cult. We do not want everybody come here and being brainwashed to a set of rules or regulations. We want you to stay wherever you are, but understand the teaching, reaching out to your community, and spreading this message and bringing the humanity in a greater degree together. We want you to make people in the Middle East understand who are their legs, where their religions come from, how they can come together and become one. We want you to become a productive member of the society and create an environment for yourself and others close to you that the physiological and safety needs are being taken care of, and at the same time help the mission to be able to reach to humanity in a greater degree so we can spread this message to every corner of the world. And these are not the goal of a cult that separates a few people as us and them. It is a revelation for every man and woman on earth, for the whole humanity. Therefore, the number one in your life has to be to buy that piece of land, that promised land that God has given to you. Pure consciousness, oneness with God. That has been promised. But who is it been promised to? It is being promised only to the elect, to the chosen people, to the Hebrews. Not Hebrew as a race, but the Hebrews as the chosen by God who follow His will, understand that all religions of the world are a part of a greater truth. It reveals the path, and the goal of the life is to become divine. That is your goal. To become divine. Therefore, God's people are the people who have been challenged to follow a godly life. Constant attention and concentration is what is the will of God for me. Now I have received this revelation, okay? I just bumped up to this website or heard about Maitreya or this teaching came in, read, saw the vision, it makes sense. God said there's going to be seven angels, seven revelation, seven truths, and nobody knows the truth until the seven angels come. Now I know the truth. Now what am I going to do with it? I'm just going to stay where I was and do whatever I wanted to do before? Or am I realizing, yes, it is the call to go to the promised land. This is the call to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. This is the call to engage myself completely to this revelation and the truth that now made my life and the world and the earth and the history and the creation to make sense. Why am I here? Why God has created me to be here in this earth? I am here to become divine. The goal of the life is to become divine, and the way of becoming it is the eternal divine path, and the goal is the promised land, pure consciousness. So the Passover is not just a series of, you know, action we go through or we do. It is a message of salvation, a message of why we have created and came here and why we are in this earth and living here. We welcome everybody to our conversation room. This room is for conversing and explaining and asking questions about the teaching of the mission of Maitreya. And if you have gone to our website and realized this teaching and you have a question, you are welcome to raise your hand and come and ask any question you have about the mission. This mission is the unification of all religions of the world, that teaches that all the religions of the world have come as a message. The most important part of every religion is what is the message of the messenger, of the Messiah, of the anointed one who came to humanity. What did they want to convey to man? His religion, of course, thought they are the last one, they are the best one, they are the only way, or they are the chosen one, or whatever they thought that the prophet has brought them is the best. But God said in his scriptures that only at the time of the seventh angel, the seventh revelation, the mystery of God will be finished. Now that mystery is finished. The Golden Heart is asking, answer this question. What this ayat means? Ayat means the verses in Quran, or the way it been revealed to humanity. Golden Heart, wait for your answer, your question being answered, to type anything. That is the rule here in this room. When you ask a question, you wait until your question is answered, and then you can type again. The ayat is, Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the Prophet, and Allah has full knowledge of all things. Of course, we have to look at this ayah or verse is in the context it came from. It was in the context that Prophet Muhammad married a woman that was divorced from his adopted son, and it created the roar or problem in the community, and they were asking, how can you do that? Marry a woman who was married with your grandson or with your adopted son. And that is that ayah came and said, I'm not the father of any of you. Because Prophet Muhammad didn't have any son. The only son he had died when it was 6 or 7 years old. But that's what ayah was saying, that well, he was adopted as my son. Really, he wasn't my son. So that is that ayah means. I hope that answers your question. What is the seal of the Prophet means? Okay, that has been explained so many times here. We go over it again. If you study Quran, one of the reasons many people believe that Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet is because of the word Khatam, which also can be pronounced Khatam. So, is it Khatam, or the last prophet, or Khatam, the seal of the prophets? This is in a great discussion and point of friction between many groups and many people as Baha'is, for example, say he was the seal of the prophets, and Muslim says, no, he was the last prophet, and they have been at it for many centuries, what it means, really, what it means, Khatam or Khatam? The answer is, both are correct. Prophet Muhammad brought the highest spiritual realization for any individual. There is no greater spiritual achievement than become surrendered and submissive to the will of God. And therefore, in that sense, he was the last prophet. Any other prophet came after him didn't bring anything great there in the sense of a spiritual progress than surrender and submission. And also, if you look at the greatest sign that which our teaching is based on, you will see the sign of Islam is at the very top of the greatest sign, just like a seal in a ring. And therefore, he was the seal of the Prophet. He is the ring at the top of the ring of the greatest sign. Therefore, God was playing with the world by that revelation of Khatam and Khatam. He was both. He brought the highest spiritual realization, and he also is at the top of the greatest sign. So again, here in this mission, this is been answered clearly. But at the same time, Prophet Muhammad said, I brought only a part of the eternal tablet, Akashic record, the book of remembrance and whatever. Can any somebody post that ayah for him, that verse in Quran that it says, I did not bring the whole truth to humanity? And also, even Muslims are waiting for Christ to return at the end time and teach them the thing that they did not know. So he clearly is saying that I'm not the last prophet. There is going to be other prophets and revealers come after me, and they did. He was not. If you study the Bible, it clearly says that there is a book sealed with the seven seals and no one can open it but the lion of the tribe of the Judah. And Judah was from the tribe of Judah, and Prophet Muhammad was from Ishmael. So Prophet Muhammad could not be the seventh angel who opens the book sealed with the seven seals. That is another reason he could not have been the last prophet. God is very clear here for humanity, and his revelation reveals why each religion have to wait until this revelation come, and when this revelation come, then your religion will be perfected. Of course, some Muslims say, but Muhammad said, I perfected the religion for you, O people. Yes, he perfected the revelation he received from God for those people who brought it for. But the last revelation, which reveals the whole truth and opens the seven seals, and the mystery of God will be finished, will be the seventh angel, seventh revelation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, not a person from Ishmael. So we can see God is absolutely clearly see that God made it very clear to all the religions of the world that they are a part of something they do not know what it is until the seventh revelation comes. We have no fight with any religion. We just bring this revelation to them. It is a mission of education. It's a mission of understanding and searching and wanting to know what's the will of God for you. In the book of Revelation, when it talks about the fourth horseman, it says they will take over the world, over the one-fourth of the earth by sword. And that's exactly what Muslim did. And the fourth horse rider is the symbol for Islam. Therefore, you had the blessing of taking over one-fourth of the earth. And you did. You have already done it. Now, you want to take over the whole world. But God says, God doesn't say you will. It's not going to happen. God said Christianity or the revelation of Christ come from the last tribe of Israel. And the last tribe of Israel, the people who came to Europe and eventually came to the United States. So if it's for them, they're not going to be able to take over the whole world. They're not going to be able to make Christians. And the revelation of the second seal came for the Hebrews and Jews. And they're not going to be able to do it either, and on and on. So there is no other revelation that reveals the whole truth. But this one. And this one clearly explains all the revelation before it, except the prophets came before this. But it opens the seven seals. The book sealed with the seven seals is clearly in the Bible says will be opened with the seventh angel. Okay? So, Muslims have to understand this message. Actually, this is a call to every religion and people in every corners of the earth. This is the only one God says is for every man. It is, does not belong to any special race, any special people. It is from a whole humanity. This is the one you have to study. We know about Islam teaching, we know about Christian teaching. It is now for you to know about this teaching and investigate it. At least you have to recognize that even Prophet Muhammad said there is going to be a revelation at the end time by Christ when he returns and brings the last revelation of God. So Muslims are called to understand this revelation and realize Prophet Muhammad was a great prophet, Christ was a great prophet, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Israel, and all prophets before them were great prophets, but there are going to be three more major revelations will come after Prophet Muhammad, and then the seventh one, the third after him comes, that is when the whole thing is revealed. Also Quran, Quran was revealed orally and only people memorized it, and many of those who were memorized Quran died in the fight between Muslim and Yemen. It was then that the caliphs or the Muslim leaders Osman decided to put the revelation to writing. And when he decided to put this in writing, he found out that there is been many verses in the circulation, and the big fight, you know, erupted between those who were following different verses of Quran. Eventually, Osman had to decide which one he will accept, that the official Muslim Quran. And even then, later on, they recognized there have been verses they didn't add it to Quran, and people remembered that, you know, Muhammad said, but it was too late, they just didn't add it at all. Okay? So we can see that even Quran is not completely perfect written. The only revelation which is revealed, it has been written down with the grace of God, providing the technology that could have been done and completely purified and giving to humanity, is this revelation. None of the revelation before it has been perfect and provided to humanity in such a purest form. Therefore, we understand that most other people in different religions who come to our room and they yell and they believe that they are right, everybody is wrong, fine. We leave you to God and you can stay where you are, and we will see who is the correct one, the truthful one. I've been sent an PM that some questions there. You're taking the wrong meaning for these ayat. It is clear that it means the Christians hid much from what was revealed and passed over. No, it does not mean that. It clearly says that I passed over a big portion of it. He passed over them, he did not reveal them. It is just one evidence for you to consider. Second is he is not the line of tribes of Judah. Only the line of tribes of Judah can finish the last revelation. Third, the Quran was not written down. There was many verses of it. How can it be the word of God and perfect and pure if there was not absolutely revealed, written down, and purified? These are the historical facts. It is right in your scripture. Even Prophet Muhammad and Quran, you know, reveals to that there is going to be another prophet come at the end time. And this is the end time. Can't you see the signs everywhere? It is. If you don't see so clearly in your of course I understand, probably you have learned it from other people who told you that is what it means, but it doesn't. It clearly says, and we pass over a big portion of it, and also consider other evidence, consider other things that has God revealed to humanity, to realize that there is going to be again other revelation come to humanity. Okay, somebody says this is not for Muslim, it's for Christian, which is the answer. So when he says it is for Muslim, then he is wrong. Okay, well, if it is not wrong, that is exactly what it is. It is for Muslim. It is talking about himself, that he went over the big portion of the revelation. He did not reveal everything, and just as I said, it's just one evidence. You have to bring the whole package and evidence that God has revealed to humanity, then you can see, yes indeed, Prophet Muhammad was the fourth seal. He revealed to humanity the fourth revelation of the seventh revelation of God that will come to man, Only at the time of the seventh revelation, the mystery of God will be finished and humanity will be unified, because every religion and sin which revealed to humanity for a specific people, for a specific number, for a specific part of earth. Quran is a complete book. Allah says so. If it is completed, why more was needed? Where in Quran says it's completed? Where in Quran says that Quran is completed? How could it be completed when there are verses that they omitted from the last, book they accepted as the Quran? Okay? It is, how can it be completed if there was many verses of it in the in people who are following? So we can see that you are following your dogmas, your understanding, not the word of God. Let me find it. Okay, that's fine. You're going to refer to that Prophet Muhammad says, I completed your religion for you. As he explained, yes, he did. He completed the religion that came for the people who brought it for. Therefore, you have to come out of this setup, of mindset of that. You're just like Jews, Christ came, it was the Messiah. They were waiting for him. They are still waiting for Messiah to come. Of course, it was okay, because that is true, there is two Messiah, the Messiah ben David and the Messiah ben Adam. So, they are waiting for the Messiah ben Adam. But still, they are fighting God's will and words. In this time, hopefully, with the educational systems we have, with the technology we have, with the ability of man to read and understand and discuss and calmly come to the right conclusions, you will be able to study these teachings and see what we say is the truth. There's a question, what is Maitreya? Maitreya is the name of the Savior, the Messiah, the Prophet, the Buddha, the person who is supposed to come in the Hindu religion, in the Buddhist religion, to bring the last revelation of God to them and guide them to the kingdom of God. Of course, a similar belief is found in all other religions. Hinduism are waiting for Kalki avatar to come to do the same thing. He is the last avatar, as Maitreya is the last Buddha. Kalki avatar is the last avatar will come who bring the kingdom of God on earth according to Buddhists. Of course, Jews are waiting for Messiah to come. And they are also waiting for him to come and bring the unity of our religion and bring the kingdom of God on earth. Christians are waiting for Christ to come, and Muslims are waiting for Mehdi and also Isa to come. And Isa is the same as Jesus in Western Christianity, which really his name never was Jesus anyway. So all these things you can see are fulfilled with this revelation and this mission. And now we have the whole truth. So revelation has been written down. It has been typed. It has been digitized. It has been put internet. It is the first and only revelation that came to the Prophet, written down by him, supervised by him, put together and provided to the whole humanity to see with a couple of clicks in their computers. That's amazing what God has done.
God has provided a situation that he can do this. No other prophet would be able to accomplish this and reach the whole humanity at the same time. Okay, Golden Heart has a couple of verses here. And we have explained to man in this Quran readings every kind of example, yet the greater part of mankind rejects it. But this is the last one. Okay, well, the whole mankind has to accept that Prophet Muhammad was a prophet from God and brought the revelation to humanity, and a lot of them are still refusing. We don't refuse that. We accept that as the God's revelation, because he promised to Abraham and Abraham that there's going to be, if you see, another thing, you have to go read our teaching. You wouldn't even push that there if you knew our teaching. We do accept Prophet Muhammad as promised by God to Abraham, and then change his name, etc., etc. Next verse. The word of your Lord is complete in truth and justice. Nothing shall abrogate his word. He is the hearer, the omniscient. Exactly. He completed the religion that he brought to the children of Ishmael. That was that religion or revelation was. Okay? But he did not complete it in the sense of revealing the whole tablet. He says he didn't. Yes, he finished his religion, exactly. He brought the great truth to humanity, and it, nobody can abrogate it. No one can say Prophet Muhammad was not a prophet from God, and what he brought to humanity is not a part of God's revelation and revealed. But you have to go beyond that and understand all the evidence he just gave you and consider them and realize, yes, he is a great prophet. He did bring a book to humanity. He had a revelation, but no one knows the truth under the revelation of the seventh angel, opening of the seven seals, which will be done with the lion of tribe of Judah. Prophet Muhammad is not the lion of tribe of Judah. He never claimed he is the seventh angel. He did not open the seven seals. It's right there. It's right in the words of God for you to see. Now, it's up to you to prove it to yourself or not. I'm not going to prove it. I'm just giving you the evidence. I am revealing to you the word of God, but that's what he said he will do and reveal and send to humanity. It's up to you to prove it yourself or not to prove it yourself. If you prove it yourself, great. You have the greatest grip of the reality of truth of God in your hand. If you understand our revelation and book, which is called the holiest of the holies, the last testament, you cannot understand any religion on earth, any revelation by God, unless you understand this book. It is so important to read though and understand the teaching and see the evidence of God, and then proclaim, yes, indeed, this is the last revelation of God, and humanity indeed is called to come together as one. It's up to you. I'm glad you came here. I give you the evidence. You can walk away from it and stay with your own belief, or you can take this and say, yes, I have at least to investigate it. Is it really the Christ, as Prophet Muhammad said, will come at the end time? Or it is just a hoax? If you prove it yourself that it is the one that Prophet Muhammad said will come, then you have obligated to drop your understanding and come and understand the understanding of God and Christ. Okay, in other words, this is the book. In it, guidance, sure. Okay, it is the guidance. Without doubt, to those who fear God. Of course. Again, we do not disagree. Quran is a great guidance for humanity. It has revealed the wonderful truth. But the message was surrendering and submission to God. and even surrendering and submission to God hasn't been explained exactly to Muslims what really means surrendering and submission to God. Inshallah, if God wills and I don't have to do anything, or it means to do the job, do the work, to surrender the result to God. It doesn't mean sit there and do nothing. It doesn't mean to be lazy. It doesn't mean God is going to take care of it for me. God give you intelligence and hand and feet and, you know, intellect, everything, so you can get things done and done them well, perfect. But then surrender the result to God. Even greater than surrendering is submission. It means I will contemplate, meditate, concentrate, and remember God comes through me to do His will. And I'm just a pure clay and instrument in His hand, which He can build me to whatever He wants me to be. Then His Spirit is going to come through you all the time. Then you're absolutely submission to His will, and you don't take any credit for anything you do because He is a doer. That is the meaning of submission. That is the meaning of religion. Actually, if you come to our mission, understand our teaching, you become a better Muslim. You become a better Christian, a better Jew, a better Hindu, a better Buddhist. You will become a son of God. I'm waiting for the day of judgment, not a man to come. Well, it is said a man will come when the day of the judgment is here. It is been prophesied in every religion that only one man, not everybody else, not every person can follow their own path and say, well, we find it by ourselves. Only one person who's been chosen by God will come to humanity as the last revealer of the last revelation of God, and that revelation is the purest, most complete for the whole humanity. Well, it doesn't matter what we are waiting for or what we believe. The most important is what is the will of God. If we understand this simple truth, then we put our understanding away. We realize how God works, and He will not change His ways. And we will surrender and submit ourselves to the truth which is based on word of God. A lot of people, they like to believe that they can, you know, understand themselves the word of God, but the word of God is clearly given in this mission and revelation and is now presented to you and everyone else on earth. And some people say maybe not everybody has computer. Well, if you don't have any computer, most countries, even in all countries, there is restaurants and cafe. You can go and take a cup of tea or something and go to internet and read our revelation. So God even take care of that one for everybody to be able to reach this revelation. Okay, so if every kind of example is in the book, why a new book is needed? There is not every example in the Quran. Quran did not cover the mystical path. That's why you have Sufis who came later, and most of the people in the Islam do not accept Sufis, and as a part of God's revelation. So it did not cover everything because it did not include mystical path. It is the word of God that is the fourth revelation. You know, if you want to argue, we're not going to argue here. The only thing we can present it to you is the truth that God said there's going to be seven revelation and Islam is the fourth one, and Prophet Muhammad clearly says He did not reveal everything, and He was not the seventh angel. And now we are asking you to either prove it to yourself or disprove it. We just gave you all the evidences there to give you. Does not say He is sending us another prophet. Yes, it does. It read the revelation after the revelation, or the last book in Bible. It clearly says there is going to be seven revealer. Quran does not, okay? I don't see any question there. If there is any question, please send it to me. The text is full there. The Quran is complete and a complete guidance for all mankind. Well, okay. I'm waiting for God, the unseen, to judge me. Yes, He has already judged everybody and all the nation, and this revelation is the sign of that judgment coming, and those who will be with this revelation and become the elect and will create the promise of life will be saved, and those who will resist God and His word and enslave their own understanding instead of the word of God will be thrown in a darkness and a greater ignorance, and that is of course not a good place to be. Submission to God alone, that is okay. Well, I don't see it. It's just the repetition of the dogmas again. Yes, there is ever example in the Quran yes, it is the example of the surrendering and submission. Anyway, so we can see that indeed this revelation is for the mankind, and humanity have to overcome their dogmas and understanding and realize that God clearly have revealed to humanity and as well as they're not listening, of course they can go ahead and fight and destroy one another, and they will eventually realize they will not succeed because it's not the will of God. All of them are done with. All the religion before this revelation are finished. They are done with. Now it is the time for coming of the golden age, of the time that humanity will realize God and His wonderful history and revelation to the max, and they come together and realize God is everything. God is not the divider. God is the unifier. He has been here. He was here. He will be here forever. And His spirit is in every man, woman, and child. We are all children of God. It is not that one religion only is chosen one. Not one religion is the people who will be saved, but those who follow the eternal divine path, the God's revelation to man, are those who are called elect, not those who believe in set of dogmas and even do not listen or consider the truth that is revealed to them so clearly. Apparently, Shakti has a question. Go ahead, Shakti. Shakti, you have your hand up. Do you have a question? If you do, go ahead and grab the mic.
Thank you, my trade. Gee, I had a problem getting the mic. Thank you.
Okay.
My question is, we are taught that when the prophet came, the Messiah came and opened each of the seals, they gave the truth from God, and in no way did they want the followers to worship them. Why do the followers of the different religions continually want to, it seems like they want to just worship the prophet, the Messiah, which I understand respect. We're taught that to respect the messenger, but it seems like they're worshiping the messenger instead of understanding what he truly said, what God said. Thank you.
Well, we should not be surprised by seeing this. Actually, as we have discussed this many times, this time God created this wonderful technology that we can sit here and reveal the truth without be able to throw a stone at us. crucify us, shot us, and create an environment that we can express our revelation to humanity without all those problems that other prophets had. In this sense, we are indeed blessed that they physically cannot harm us, at least in this way that we are, and we revealing to them to the truth. But humanity always was very attached to the revealer and revelation and prophets and religion, and every time a new revelation and prophet of God came, they opposed him, they killed him, they stoned him, they crucified him, and none of them had the computer and internet that they can sit and say the truth. And such a wonderful, clear truth that is amazing that anybody would fight with it. And when their religion and their people and their world is under attack, and they can see that their word and their revelation is not, you know, catching on in anyone, and actually, and still, you know, they insist that they are the one that is being chosen by God to bring the last revelation of God, or the best revelation of God, or the only revelation of God to humanity, when God and His scripture clearly says otherwise. And that's the only thing we can represent to them, the truth, and reveal to them exactly what God's word is and how they can understand it and go and find this truth. So it's not very surprising, and they are attached to their religion, to their cause. That's what the problem of Prophet Muhammad too. When he came, you know, they called him crazy, they called him a person, you know, possessed with the jinn or unclean spirits, and they said he says the same thing as the old tale, and they burned his home and belonging, and kicked him out of Mecca, and his followers had to go to another country, another nation, you know, in a Christian nation, and become refugees there, and on and on. That is the nature of man. That is the nature of human, that So we can see that religion is not compulsory. It's not something we can push it on people. That's why we're inviting them to go and prove that it themselves. You know, I prove it to myself. You guys who are in the mission, prove it to yourselves. You know, the only thing I gave you was the evidence. You saw the evidence. You saw the truth. You saw, yes, most of the people who were in Christianity, they now divines. Those people in Judaism, they are divines. They are Hindus or whatever religion you are. You went beyond, you know, your understanding and realizing God indeed has revealed this truth to humanity, and they have to come and see it. So, man likes to get involved in the little thing in life. That's why in this revelation, we even don't have the name for God. He is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Now, tell that to, of course, the Muslims, they say, no, His name is Allah, you know, and the Jews, they say, no, He's Yahweh, or Jehovah. When the Jewish people, or Hebrews, if they had pronounced the name, they would be, you know, crucified, a stone. So it is not surprising that these people are attached to their religion and their beliefs, but this is the revelation now have come to man, and they have to recognize this truth in a greater degree. Okay, proven one, you have a question, go ahead.
sorry for my English. I'd like to ask you that someone told me that hell is remoteness, but I found in Quran that hell is a fire blade. There is hell in Quran, and it will burn to unbelievers in Islam. Do you agree that?
Yes, hell is in every religion, so is devil, and for those people it was revealed to them at that time. The symbolic meaning of it was much more powerful than this time that humanity has intellect and knowledge has increased, and now believing in a physical place as hell and heaven for many people who have studied, you know, psychology and this new way of seeing human consciousness. Now God can reveal to humanity hell is really a state of consciousness, devil is temptation and lower nature of man, and therefore they can meditate and overcome devil and go to pure consciousness that is in a greater way can be accepted and understood at this time. So the revelation of God comes according to the time, place, and people involved. And if at that time, if somebody would say it is a state of consciousness, it would have been very hard for them to understand. But now when you say yes, when you are under influence of the, you know, your subconscious mind, which has been created in many lifetimes, it makes it very easier for them to understand. Yes, there is a barrier between my conscious mind and my unconscious mind, which is God, and therefore by meditation and resolving my karmas from many lifetimes, I can reach unconscious mind, which is God, and completely go to Him. And if you say hell is a place with a physical attribute, then still it is not an explanation of the reality, because anything have a physical attribute is created, and the goal of the creation eventually is to reach a point that nothing has the creative attribute but is in pure form. Go ahead, Proven.
Thank you, my dear question. I don't find that the divine path is easy for everyone. What about illiterate people? Should I read all the scriptures to know the divine path? The most wise, how he made his path is free. Difficult as that. I couldn't read the English well. I couldn't understand it well 100%. The bus is very difficult for me and for other people. I'd like to ask you about that.
Well, if somebody typed his question for me, I appreciate it. It broke up pretty bad here, and I could not completely get exactly what he's asking. If anybody understood, can take the mic with the better connection. So I can go ahead with his question, because he broke up badly here. Alright. You want to take the mic again, Proven? If anybody understood the question, can you hear me, anybody? Can you type it, Proven? Okay, yeah. If you can type it, Proven, because if you broke bad up here badly, and we lost the question exactly what it was. Anyway, it's if he's new wine and a new, it should be put in a new skin. It has to be understood that God reveals the revelation according to people's understanding, and people's understanding is greater at this time than any other time. And go ahead, through, and you know, just talk a little slower and more, you know, the way that it can come through slower. Go ahead. And if you turn your video off, probably it's gonna come over even in a greater degree, you know, because you broke the first time. Go ahead.
And that the divine bus is very hard. It's very hard for people like me. Shizani, read all scriptures to know the divine bus. Thanks.
Okay, if I understand correctly, you're asking if eternal divine path is very hard to follow. The divine path is very hard for people like me. Okay, why is it hard for people like you? Well, we just assume it is. Yes, eternal divine path is a simple explained path, but it is not easy to follow. And I agree with you, absolutely, and that is why it has been in the process of selecting and electing the elect for last 12,000 years, and people before the flood of Noah, before the last 12,000 years, they also knew about the eternal divine path, and they did not follow it, and that's why they fell, and that's why they had to be, you know, eliminated, so a new kind of human come and live on earth and progress and have history and all the things that has been explained, though how they happened and came to this point. It is not an easy path. It is hard to follow, and those who will see the vision little by little, they start meditating and awaken their spiritual forces, and they long to create the communities of life. They realize they have to sacrifice for it, otherwise it's not going to be communities of life. They understand what is the will of God for them and surrender, submit to it, etc., etc. So it is not an easy path. I never said it is easy path. It is a hard path, but that is the path takes you to God. As Christ said, you know, it is a narrow path. It is a path that leads you to light, and there is a very wide path that leads you to destruction and darkness. So this path is not easy, but that is the path that takes you to God. So if you want to follow, you know, easy path, that easy path does not lead to life, but the narrow path and the hard path will lead you to God. And since humanity has been okay, that's fine. That you want to understand this is a narrow path. It is a hard path, but it shouldn't be hard for the elect, those who have been chosen and they have been meditating, awakening the spiritual forces for a long time, those who have been with the great masters and teachers for many lifetimes, those who have been with Moses and the great prophets in the Old Testament, those who followed Christ, and probably some of them even were crucified, those who came as the follower of Prophet Muhammad and the follower of Baal, and on, by this time they have created a greater resilience and ability to follow eternal divine path in a greater degree. And that is the people we are calling. We are calling the elect, the people that the eternal divine path is not hard for them to follow. It is hard for humanity, it's hard for the most of people on earth, but we're not calling the everybody, we're calling the elect, those people who want to follow the narrow path. They want to go to the light. If you want to follow the wide path, then it's easy, you know, and most of humanity are following that path, but will they go to God? Will they reach pure consciousness? Will they reach their goal? Maybe in many, many lifetimes, in the future, in thousands of years or million years, when they also become elect, but at this time, we are only looking for 144,000 elect, and of course, a couple of millions or people who support these elects. So 144,000 compared with 6 billion is a drop in a bucket, even a smaller than drop in a bucket. It's very, very small number to call, and these people, they truly want to follow eternal divine path, and it is not hard for them. So I agree with you. It is a narrow path, it is a hard path, but it is the path to salvation of man. And if it was easy, God would have given it very beginning and everybody would follow them. He has been trying to guide humanity to follow this path for thousands of years. And eventually, 12,000 years ago, he realized, you know, a lot of people have fallen too far. You know, there is no way they can come back and follow this path. They have been beaten. They had to be destroyed. And now we are again with that same crossroad, that humanity reached a point that many people have fallen so far, it is hard to bring them back, and they will bring destruction and tribulation on themselves, and the scriptures are very clear on that. What is going to happen at the end time? How is the Babylon the Great will fall? How the people who have been following this worldly thing, and they thought that is all there is into the life, and they choose the easy life, the rich life, the life of the complete away from God, will be completely destroyed. That is the truth of it. My human part doesn't like it. My human part, you know, longs to see peace and unity between all humanity, and this destruction stops now. But the reality of the Word of God is there is a tribulation coming up. Of course, a lot of people don't believe that. They didn't believe that Noah will be escaping the flood which was coming. They ridiculed him, and they thought he's crazy, making a huge ship in the middle of desert that there is no water in it, and they thought, you know, he's gone absolutely crazy. But that was the truth of it. The flood came. When the flood comes, only God knows when the flood comes. But he said it's going to come. He said to Noah it's going to come. It came. He said in the scriptures there is going to be a tribulation and great destruction come to humanity as well. When? God only knows. The only thing we have is the way to escape it. What we know is how to build the ship. The ship this time is the communist of light. That is how we escape the flood. How we escape the coming of the tribulation and destruction. And that is what we are giving to humanity here. Come out of it. Come out of the Babylon the Great. Come to God and His last revelation. Let us build this ship. Well, let us build these safe havens for humanity who will come to it and join it and create the communities of light. And the whole kingdom of heaven on earth is based on these communities, in these communities of light. Therefore, it is a call to the brave. It's a call to the elect. Can you keep Passover and other feasts on your own without the right environment?
community of life? Well, you can try. There's no doubt about that you can try to do this thing in the middle of ocean of Maya and places, world that is absolutely not with you. But it's going to be hard. It's going to be harder for you to do it all by yourself. So the best way is search and seek like-minded people in your area, and the people who can join you and create communities of light wherever you are. And at the same time, God created a wonderful tool. This computer and this cyber community that we have is a support system for those who are in the middle of nowhere and they have no other people who can relate to and talk about or follow what we teach here. Therefore, you can come here and always know that this community is always for you. And you can come to our rooms and email, join our, different activity we do, and therefore we can help you to not feel as isolated as you do. But if you do not and do not participate, you will, of course, fall to Maya in a greater degree. But by coming here, of course, you become stronger. Maybe as you become stronger, you will reach to more people to come to you and join you. At this time, of course, it seems, as you can see, not very many people are listening to this message. If they are not listening to me as the first revealer, probably they listen to you even less as the second revealer. And as dedicated I am to this mission, I have been able to attract very few people to this revelation. And if you are not dedicated as I am, of course, you will have a harder time to bring those who are close to you to see the vision as well. So the whole process is to become more dedicated to this mission and see the vision clearly and become 100% for it, and then reach to those who are around you. But it's not an easy job. I understand it. You go out there, you live in a world that is absolutely different than what you believe and what you know. But you know better than anybody else what God's will is, and therefore rejoice on that and do your best and never give up. And that is the two words that came through my mouth when I started a mission. Never give up, never suicide. There's two things that the elect will not do. They will not give up, and they will not suicide, because it is against God's will and understanding. Therefore, you have a wonderful work to do, but humanity is not ready for it. As you can see, we have come to them like a thief of the night. It has been here for 25 years, but it is not catching on. But at the same time, the revelation is purified, it is written down, it is put in the website. So we have come as a thief of the night in this lifetime to make everything prepared. And you all have been called for to continue this and make this in a very strong organization and religion, that then next lifetime I return, we can continue this. And according to God's revelation, in the third lifetime, we will bring the kingdom on earth for sure. So be aware, it is not an easy job to do, but at the same time, continue doing it and never give up. And join this community, wrap yourself with this cyber community more, so you don't feel as left out as you might otherwise. Okay, if there's no other question, will you leave now? No, if you have any question, proven, go ahead, ask me, it's alright. I can stay a little longer if you have a question. But our time is up, but that doesn't mean I will leave. Do you have any other question? Go ahead, proven.
Thank you, Michael. I like to ask you that death will stop sufferings, will stop tribulations. Did you came to show our the divine path only? Thanks.
Yes, indeed, there is tribulation because humans are not listening to God's revelation and they are still separating themselves and they have destructive tendencies and they do not distribute the resources correctly. They have not commonly supplied to share with one another. They have different ideas of the religion and world and life. So they are absolutely lost. And that is why they are having so destruction, so much destruction. They have not reached to their space to bring greater degree of resources so everybody have a higher standard of living. So those who have a higher standard of living, they don't want to give up anything of themselves to those who do not have higher standard of living. So there is a lot of problem on earth that the solution has been given in this mission which bring peace and unity to humanity. But they're not listening, and God doesn't bring destruction. Human bring destruction on themselves, but not by not listening to God. And this is being prophesied, and therefore do not concentrate on the destruction and negativity. Keep your vision to the light at the end of the tunnel, which is the coming of the kingdom of heaven on earth. If, of course, you can help someone to be fed, or even better, teach them how to feed themselves, go ahead and help them. If you have the resources to create an environment that more people can be, you know, physiologically and safe in the safety need has been taken care of, do. But the best thing at this time is to concentrate to bring in the kingdom of heaven on earth, to give this message out, to encourage humanity to see this vision of God, and to bring the elect together and create the facilitating body so we can create a viable system that comes of light is being created as fast as possible, so the hierarchy on earth will come from this community and will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Then we will not have all this destruction that we do. But at this time, there is so many problems on earth that getting engaged in them will take you away from greater vision, as Christ said, put it in with us all the time. But bring the kingdom and listening to this revelation is greater than helping poor or trying to just help these destructive tendencies in a very small manner. At the end, when we reach a point that we have comings of light and the kingdom upon our earth, we can help many in a greater degree. So don't concentrate on destruction. Destruction has been prophesied to come. Humanity is lost. We know that. They don't know that. They fight it. They want to stay in that level, and as well as humans have the choice to choose the wrong path, you can help them. That is God's way. Human is being given the free will. They can follow this teaching, they can see the way of God, or they can not. I guess we end up our conversation today here, and again we wish you all good luck and be with God and see the truth and vision clearly and show it to other people. That is the main goal and main work at this time, to bring the elect together to create the fascinating body and God's will. Have a wonderful, godly day. Hopefully, we will see you next week.